believers in the Philippines are overcoming persecution to make Christ known. I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. A small church was attacked during its Christmas Eve service. Thankfully, no one was hurt, but everything in the church was lost, including the only Bibles the people had. Christian Aid Mission's Steve Van Valkenburg says believers are planning to stay, rebuild, and continue sharing the gospel.
I think when you ask them, those local native workers, they would say not to pray that there'd be less persecution, but they would pray that the gospel would go out and that they would have the boldness and the power of the Spirit to present the gospel in a way that many of their friends and family become believers in Christ.
Whether you're near or far from the Philippines, you can help these believers rebuild and stand firm. Look for Christian Aid Mission at our website to learn how. On another note, kids who spend quality time with dad are smarter and happier than those who don't. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder cites a recent study that details 7 reasons kids benefit from their father's attention. The hard part is how to do it. Keys for Kids produces a devotional that dads can use along with God's Word.
As they're able to interact with those stories and to be able to share Scripture as it relates to those stories, they're going to be able to make really good quality decisions in their lives and that relationship that they have with their dad as their dads are sharing these stories.
The benefits go both ways. Sometimes God uses our kids to teach us profound lessons.
He constantly says that we need to come as a little child to the saving grace of Jesus, because if we come as an adult with all of our preconceived ideas, there's no way we can really understand the gospel.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.